The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. 4 years ago, I received devastating news from my doctor. Follow me on my journey as I defied convention, rediscovered food, and improved my health by becoming a vegan. Hello again, and welcome. You're listening to The Vegan Inquisition with your host, the Chocolate Vegan. In today's episode, I'm going to share more insights of what I learned on my journey. I want to make this fun, so I hope this piques your interest, satisfies your curiosity, and inspires. Now, when people talk about veganism, much of the emphasis is on foods that you cannot eat. This makes people think that a vegan lifestyle eliminates 90% of the food. After a year of being vegan, I realized that veganism isn't restrictive at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. There is a big world of vegetables and fruits. Do you know how many types of beans there are out there? 40,000 varieties. Before I was vegan, almost all of my meals revolved around meat, and I had not paid enough attention to vegetables. I thought of vegetables as a side dish. They were a mere afterthought. When you make plants the center of your meals, you discover that there is a whole new world of plants and vegetables that you haven't even tried yet. And it's amazing. The second thing that I discovered while being vegan is that being a vegan makes you more open-minded in relation to food. I started to pay more attention to the vegetable section at the grocery store I'd been shopping at for years. I found new and incredible tasty protein sources from mushrooms to jackfruit. I've been more curious about the world of plants and what it has to offer. When I travel to new places, I pay closer attention to what is available locally. I love learning how people incorporate local ingredients into their cuisine. The third thing I learned is you will actually start to love cooking if you don't already. Prior to my journey, I absolutely hated cooking. I hated meal prepping because I felt like it was so time consuming. Or maybe I just didn't know how to manage my time. Or somewhere subconsciously, I felt like I wasn't that good of a cook. Becoming vegan has changed that. My kitchen has now become my laboratory. It's become my creative outlet, like painting for some. Cooking has become a fun activity where there is no end to how creative you can be, and it is so liberating. Now, this isn't to say I have the luxury of spending all day in the kitchen and cooking away. I have to be smart with my time, but when I am cooking, I try to optimize my cooking time. The next thing I learned is that you can eat more. Yes, you can eat more. Let me explain. This may sound strange if you aren't a vegan, but if you are a vegan, you know exactly what I mean. When you are on a whole food, plant-based lifestyle, you have the luxury of eating a lot more. Plants and wholesome foods have fewer calories compared to meat and dairy. To reach the same number of calories for the day and to keep full, you will need to increase your meal portion or even snack more, whichever is best for you. That is an awesome way to kind of trick your mind especially if you're a beginner. I realized that I can feel my plate and I would get that full sensation versus having to fill it with things to actually get that full sensation. But that was my way of kind of tricking myself early on into feeling like I wasn't missing out or that the change wasn't as drastic. The fifth thing I learned was that you don't get that heavy feeling after a meal. When I used to eat meat for lunch or dinner, I would get this heavy feeling, almost lethargic, almost ill to a point, almost like I needed a nap. When I switched to a vegan lifestyle, that heavy feeling after a meal simply went away. I no longer feel lethargic, unable to move after a meal. Plant-based meals make you feel satisfied and light. I have more energy after having a meal, which is what should actually happen when you eat. The sixth thing that I learned is that being vegan doesn't necessarily mean healthy. And it doesn't mean that you eat salads all the time, although there are a lot of varieties out there. This is true, my friends. Being a vegan or eating a vegan doesn't mean you're healthy. Just like any other food industry or food vein, there is so much vegan processed crap out there that you can buy junk food that is actually vegan. Your diet can revolve around chips, cookies, mock meats such as chicken nuggets, and vegan cheese. Now, there's a restaurant that I frequent. It's supposed to be vegan soul food. Really good restaurant, but it is some of the most unhealthiest vegan food that there is. I'm not going to name any names. It's in the Bay Area. I'll leave it there. The seventh thing that I learned is that when you're making this change, your family and friends will eventually come around. They too will buy into the idea that you're a vegan. You won't feel so isolated if you're the only one in your peer group or the only one in your family. When I first turned vegan, my family members thought it was pretty much the end of the world. Their main concern was that we would never be able to enjoy a family meal together again. So dramatic. It took some time for them to understand what a vegan lifestyle was. At first, they didn't understand it at all, and it didn't make sense to them. But through watching what I ate, how I cooked, and even trying some of the meals that I prepared, they eventually came around. Now it's getting out of hand because it's to a point where I can't have anything to myself. I think I've started something here. I've created a monster. I've let them devil and sample my vegan snacks and meals, and now they understand how good everything is, and now that's all that they want to eat. Not really realizing that my selections or options during family meals are kind of slim. But over time, they educated themselves by reading more and, as I shared, by seeing what I ate as a well-balanced diet. Pretty cool, huh? The eighth thing that I learned is to be more conscious about what I put into my body. After becoming a vegan, I realized how much harmful stuff exists in our food and in our environment. This was mainly self-education. I started to read and to learn more about processed foods and why it was important to eat whole foods. I learned about the Dirty Dozen and the reasons why I should buy certain produce, always organic. The ninth thing, almost done, that I learned about being vegan is that being vegan has its own set of challenges. I thought after that initial incline and that initial intense phase of jumping in and crossing that threshold and learning that I was a vegan and getting past those awkward moments of being in my head, that everything would be okay. It'd be smooth sailing. Not the case. Eating out can be tricky, especially if you're in big cities. People will look at you funny when you order pizza with no cheese and extra sauce. Travel can also be a little exhausting when you can't understand the ingredients at a restaurant. I always feel a little nervous now around holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas. I never want to offend hosts if I'm doing a Friendsgiving by not eating what they've made. That's really interesting. And you also learn at how little and how low people's awareness and tolerance is regarding veganism. I can't tell you how many places I frequented where they don't have vegan options. Or some holidays, I'm the only vegan at the table. And so there's only a small selection or a handful of things that I can partake in. That's interesting. Finally, the 10th thing that I learned is that carbohydrates are your friend. I cannot stress that enough. Now, not only have I been eating more veggies, but I finally, by becoming a vegan, was able to embrace my carbohydrate addiction. Yes, it's an addiction. Because I love potatoes, pasta, rice, breads. Oh, I just love that stuff. These items are amazing and can be enjoyed in a vegan way. But by embracing my new way of eating and lifestyle, it removed all guilt when it comes to carbohydrates. Growing up in America, we are all influenced by fad diets. I know you remember that ancient food pyramid that you learned in about third grade. I can't tell you how many times we've heard that when dieting or trying to lose weight, carbs are the enemy, and that we should embrace the keto diet or eliminate or lower our carb intake for optimal and maximum results. But becoming vegan has allowed me to rid myself of what I call that carbohydrate guilt. I could have as much of these as I wanted with every meal and not feel guilty. In fact, eating carbs makes me feel satisfied and grounded. Now my carb selections afford me a means of staying true to my lifestyle and my health choices. Wow, I've really come a long way and I've learned so many things. I hope that what I've shared with you today has given you some insights onto what it's like to be vegan. And if you're just starting your journey, look for these things. And as I always say, remember, have fun with it, as I did. Until next time.